Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Jesus calms the storm. That day, when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with them. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. It's a real pleasure to be here this morning. Thank you for inviting me to share with you your Cap Sunday about the work of Christians Against Poverty. It's a real blessing to be at one of our valuable Cap Money churches and soon to be a Cap Life Skills church as well. That's really exciting, and I just can't wait to see over the coming weeks and months the impact this has on your local community through you guys. Today is a special day for CAP. It's our annual CAP Sunday. And today and over the coming sort of weeks and months, other churches will be doing the same thing, and hundreds of churches will be holding a similar kind of service. And it's really nice just to all come together as churches across the United Kingdom, united in doing what God called us to do, to help those in need. My name is Beth. I've worked at CAP since 2015, so just over 2 years now in various roles, currently as one of our fundraising managers. I am from God's own county of Yorkshire, amen. Thank you for humouring me with that. born and raised in a town called Dewsbury, not too far from Bradford, where Christians Against Poverty was proudly founded and is still based. Previously, I worked in politics. I did do a year in London. Most of the time, people spent going, "I'm sorry, love, what did you say?" Not quite understanding my broad accent. And I also, politically involved in the last two general elections. But it's really great to be here with you today. And I really share what is your guys' clear heart for the poor and the broken. Now, some of you will know that earlier this week was World Mental Health Day. A day where we kind of come together and recognise the massive need there is to support those suffering with their mental health. Mental illness is a big problem. One in four of us will deal with it at some point in our lives. Today, on this Cap Sunday, we're going to uncover how poverty, debt, unemployment and addiction can create a storm of mental health issues for some of our clients and some of the people that you will be working with through your CAP Life Skills. We're also going to celebrate how God is using CAP and the church to calm that storm and to bring God's peace, that eternal peace that comes with knowing God, into thousands of people's lives. At the end, I'll also give you guys the opportunity to get involved both with your prayers, with your time, and also by financially giving to CAP. If we look back on the reading that we just read, you guys are probably quite familiar with this reading. And it's obvious that in this moment in the Bible, the disciples were in deep trouble. They were in the middle of a rough storm, far out in open water. And this wasn't just any old storm, not just kind of any bit of wind and rain. Matthew calls it a seismos. That is the correct pronunciation. I googled it this morning. It's the Greek word for earthquake. So this isn't just like any old storm. This is an earthquake-style storm. This is huge. And they're just in this little wooden fishing boat. And it's being tossed around on the sea. You can just picture the enormous waves just crashing about them. Water filling up in the boat. They were trapped in a storm that, you know, their boat was going to sink any minute. They were running out of time. They did not know what to do. They were terrified. They could see no other way out of this situation other than a watery death. You can hear, when you're reading these verses, the panic in their voices. When they finally found Jesus, there he was asleep, and they cried to him, "Don't you care? We're going to drown." This is a vivid picture of the panic, the anxiety, the fear, and the hopelessness that comes from being trapped in the storm of poverty. Trapped in the storm of debt. Relentless, wave after wave of bills and demands that you just cannot pay. Living in fear of every knock at the door, every letter, and every phone call. No one will listen to you. You've tried everything. You've tried even not eating in order to try and pay your bills instead. Like 67% of our clients who regularly miss meals before they came to us. But it makes no difference. The debts just keep spiralling, just getting bigger, no matter how many few pounds you were able to throw at it. Maybe you're trapped in the storm of unemployment. Every rejection letter just adding to the feeling of worthlessness. You've tried so hard, but just don't seem to be getting anywhere. Waves of rejection flooding all over you. Trapped in the storm of addiction, and even though you know it's wrecking your life, your relationships and your family, you do it again because you're trapped. You have no control. You're trapped in this swirling current and swept along by your addiction, living with constant regret. To give you an idea of this problem, 2.6 million children in the UK live with parents who drink hazardously, and 1 in 4 adults smoke. You feel so alone. No one knows that you are so out of your depths. You keep it hidden, thinking you are the only one in this situation. Your shame keeps you silent. There is no escape from the deep swirl of the anxieties and worries in your mind. You try and come up for air, but they keep pulling you back under. Poverty and debt's most visible effects are physical. But the most damaging impact is on people's emotional and mental health. People like Kylie, whose story we will hear from herself later. That's why 75% of CAP's clients sought medical help on account of anxiety, depression, or stress. Just over a third of our clients who come to us have considered suicide as the only way out. And about a third of those had already actually attempted it before picking up the phone and calling us. It's when we feel at our lowest ebb, in that moment of desperation, when we are out of options, when we feel there is no hope anymore, when we are looking around, panicking, trying to see a way out. In those moments, it's when it feels like God is asleep. We feel so alone and we cry out in desperation. We cry out, "Don't you care that we're going to drown?" Just as the disciples called upon Jesus for help, thousands of people are crying out right now to us for help. Every 6 minutes, someone in the eye of that storm is ringing CAP's helpline, crying out for help. They are ringing CAP, our helpline based at head office, but they are calling upon the church, each and every individual church like you guys that partner with us. They are calling on God's people to help them. That's you and me and everyone here today. It's in that moment that they need us. Jesus has representatives to step into the boat with them, to speak to the wind and the waves, and to calm the storm of UK poverty and say, be still. He calls us to be his ambassadors and to speak for him in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He calls us to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves, to defend the poor and the needy in Proverbs chapter 31. He calls us to calm the storm of the poverty here in Wallington and the surrounding areas. He wants to use us, his people, his church, to be channels of peace that calm the waves of anxiety, stress, and depression. And that is exactly what thousands of people and hundreds of churches all across the UK are doing when they choose to partner with CAP, like you guys, by giving their time and their money. Quite often in today's society, people try to tell you that the church is dying. They try to tell you that the church isn't changing anything anymore. Well, I'm telling you something, working for CAP has shown me that the church can change a nation. And do you know what? The church is changing a nation. Through our over 300 debt centres across the UK, our centre managers, befrienders and teams of volunteers visit clients in their own home. They go and meet them in the middle of that storm and get in their boat. They give them support and love, whilst our award-winning team of debt counsellors at head office get to work. CAP takes away all the demand letters, takes away all the chaos. We just take it all off them and we take it away and make sense of it all. We create a budget that gives people a way out of their debt and into a future filled with hope. They can finally see the sun breaking through the clouds at the end of the storm. A CAP budget means that rent and bills are being paid on time. A food allowance, which we absolutely prioritise, means that clients can buy proper meals for their family, something that you and I take for granted every day. It means electricity is being paid so they can actually heat their house in the winter rather than self-disconnecting like many of our clients do. We speak up for our clients, we be their voice, negotiating with creditors so they can get unfair interest and charges stopped or reduced, a more affordable repayment plan set up. We calm that storm. We silence that noise of the constant phone calls, the endless demands, the relentless bills dropping through the door and the knocks from bailiffs. This unique powerhouse combination of the church, you guys on the ground, and our debt counsellors at head office in Bradford means we support thousands of people through life's ups and downs until they are debt free. People who now know they are not alone. And it really works. Not only do people become debt free, they stay debt free. We recently contacted our debt free clients and found that 93% of them were still debt free. And 82% still used the kind of budget that we taught them to stay in control of their money. Some of you will probably be using the CAP money budget if you've done the CAP money course. I know that you run here at the church. This is why Martin Lewis, I'm sure many of you kind of see on BBC Breakfast and things often commenting on financial matters, saying CAP are unsurpassed when it comes to debt help. We also run over 300 job clubs, release groups and life skills groups, of which you are about to be a part. These groups are calming the storm caused by unemployment, addiction and a lack of key life skills. All these groups are set within one of our partner churches, just like you guys, providing people with friendship and love. Group members find people who care and who will listen to their concerns. They find that they are not alone. they also gain the practical skills and confidence they need to find a job, to be released from addiction, or to learn vital life skills so they can live well on a low income. Again, it really works. 42% of our job club members find work, and 1 in 3 release group members take control of their addictions and release what we call their freedom goal, that point of being free from their addictions. When you guys launch your life skills course later this year, this is what your church will be doing through it. We currently have 56 life skills courses running across the UK. Every week, your team of life skills volunteers will sit down with people here in your church who are simply trying to survive the storm of living on a low income without the essential tools to break the cycle of poverty and to live life well. People from your local community will be welcomed here into this loving church community that provides a safe and confidential space for people to bring their problems out into the open. Problems they've been hiding for fear of shame, they will finally be able to release. The 8-week course enables our members to budget, to manage competing household needs, to compare complex financial products, as well as how to shop, cook, and live well on a low income. This creates so much necessary space in their lives that they can also begin to think through relationships, form positive habits, and solve problems in a constructive manner, giving them peace and self-worth. Every year, through all our services, CAP helps over 21,500 people calm the storm of poverty. But it's not just that. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. We are calming the mental storm of worries and anxieties about poverty and debt so that people can hear God and know him, so they have the space to open their mind and their heart to God. That's why over 1,000 people a year are becoming Christians through our work, through the work of local churches like you. Let's now, if we get ready on the DVD, watch Kylie's story. It's all very well me telling you that it works, but let's hear it from one of our clients, just one of the 21,000 people CAP help every year. Kylie is a mum to 4 gorgeous children who suffered mental health issues because of her debt. But just before we watch it, I pray that God will open your heart and mind to see with fresh eyes what it's like for people suffering with mental ill health issues as a result of debt and poverty. If we could show the clip.
It's dark, this place. Oppressively dark. At sea, open waters, deep trouble. It drowns me. No one knows that I'm way out of my depth, that I'm in debt. Keep swimming, the shore can't be far. But I've been out here for days, or is it months, years? Alone. I am alone. That's the worst part, that no one knows. I never thought that would be me. I never thought I'd feel so weak. I never thought I would struggle to give my kids what they need. But they need, and I have nothing to give. If I blur out this ocean, this black, this blue, it hurts less. I feel less. My mind in tatters, gripped by anxiety. When was the last time I laughed? Smiled? When was the last time I breathed without taking in water? I just don't know what happened, how I got here, how I fell into the struggle of not eating, of ends not meeting, of hungry, of cold, of lonely, endlessly attacked by these waves of darkness and despair and devastation, of threats and guilt and accusation, of day after day, day after day, depression, rock bottom, wave after wave. Does it never end? They're building and breaking, they're breaking, I'm breaking. I throw all my might into this one sound. Save me! Save me! Quiet. What is this sound? I'm not sure I've heard it before. Stillness. What is it? I don't think I've ever felt like this. A hand reaches for me. You reached for me. You pulled me out of the water and wanted nothing in return. I felt warm in my skin, warmth in my soul. For the first time in years, I saw light. Brilliant light, like first thing in the morning, blazing the darkness, the end of the night. Unconditional support, inexhaustible kindness, a peace that surpassed all conceivable understanding. You saw me. You find me. You lifted me. And I breathed. Last.
Amazing, isn't it? We've called that video, we sort of have one every year, we've called it Still. And praise God that he can bring true light into the darkness and hope in the midst of despair. Now today, while I'm here, I've brought with me quite a few free books and I'd like to offer you this today. Nevertheless, it's filled with more inspirational stories like Kylie's. It also tells Cap's story through the eyes of its founder, John Kirkby. It's taken from his diary, so it's very raw and very real and proves the faithfulness of God. Setting up Cap was not easy. It was a real journey that took faith. We've been going for 21 years, and it's only for about 8 years that people have kind of like been paid on time regularly at Cap. It was a real journey of faith. There's some amazing stories in here, right back to our very first clients. All you need to do to get one of these is there should be some forms on your seats. It's kind of like some scattered around, or I've got some more at the back if you want to grab one. If you just want to fill out that form that's on your chair, there's some pens scattered around as well. If you just give me your name and a contact detail. And if at the end, I'm set up on a table back there. If you come over, have a chat with me, hand me your form, and in return, I'll give you one of these. Some of you might already have read this book. So I've also brought along with me some of these. This is called Journeys of Hope. It's another book we produced quite recently, and it's 7 short stories of clients, just like Kylie, and how God broke through into their storm and calmed it. There are thousands of people just like Kylie who are being battered about by the storm of debt and poverty. They are living with anxiety, stress and depression, with nowhere to turn. They feel alone and completely hopeless. They are crying out to God and to his church, us, to help them. Every 6 minutes, somebody like Kylie rings Cap's helpline. People stuck, people in the depths of despair, We've had some of our new inquiries team have literally had to talk people down from bridges off on the phone in our helpline. Will we rise up and answer their cry for help? It costs just £5 to answer CAP's helpline, to give someone like Kylie hope that there is a way out and that a friendly debt coach from the local church is on their way. 1 in 3 of our clients wait over 3 years in that kind of situation to ring because they think that no one can help. When they do pluck up the courage to call and they first hear that there is hope, some cry with relief, some shout for joy. This is only possible because 28,000 other Christians have joined together to give regularly just a few pounds a month to the work of Christians Against Poverty. We call them life changers because that is what they are. And will you join them? Will you give £5 a month to answer someone's like Kylie's cry for help? Perhaps you can afford to give £15 a month to answer 3 people's cry for help a month. And there is also an opportunity to join John Kirkby's Vision Sponsors Club by giving £50 a month. We are looking for 1,000 people to help fund our vision of 1,000 CAP centres by 2021. This may be for just the 1 or 2 specific people here whom the Lord is calling for this role. John will be working with the Vision Sponsors with news and a personal insight into all that we do throughout our centre network. If you get a sense that this calling is for you, please just indicate on your life changer form in front of you, Vision Sponsor, and see me afterwards and I'll explain more about it. Whether you can give £2, £5, £15 or £50 a month, every pound makes a difference. To give, please just find the leaflet on your chair or come see me at the back where I've got some more and tick the box in section 2 where it says making a monthly donation. If you're already one of our life changers, which I think some of you are, thank you so much. You'll already know what a difference you're making. So please, would you consider increasing your donation by £5 or more today to answer that extra call a month, that extra 3 calls a month of people like Kylie? Just tick, to indicate on the form, just tick the box that says I'd like to increase my amount and we'll do the rest. Even if you're not sure what amount you want to give yet, or have no bank details on you, just tick anyway, and if you leave a contact information, CAP will contact you at a convenient point to arrange the rest. Or if you do know everything, then simply complete the direct debit form attached and hand it to me at the stand. CAP is on a mission to have 1,000 CAP centres covering the UK by 2021. At the moment, we cover about 60% of UK postcodes. That means that some people who ring our helpline in Kylie's situation at the moment we cannot reach, and that breaks our heart. We're determined to increase this to 1,000 centres covering 90% of UK postcodes so we can reach out to more people in desperate need. We do not take any funding that compromises our belief that Jesus is the real answer. That's why we rely on Christians like you to rise to this challenge and to give today. Finally, I just want to say thank you. On behalf of thousands of people like Kylie, that CAP will help through your generosity, thank you. On behalf of the people here in this community that you guys are already helping, will continue to help through CAP Money and CAP Life Skills, thank you. It's been a real privilege to speak to you today, and please do come over and chat with me afterwards. Thank you.